A great reception for Neil Fuller 2 years ago in Birmingham at the 1998 World Championships. He won gold in the 100, 200 and 400 metres.
He set a new world and Paralympic record in the heats, representing the United States of America, Marlon Ray Shirley.
Marlon Shirley last night, a world record, 11.31 seconds. Duanets of Spain, a season's best time of 11.57.
Silver medalist in the 1998 World Championships, representing Canada, Rob Snoke.
Rob Snoke may be a silver medalist 2 years ago at the Worlds, but his season best only 12.21. Now, we saw a couple of false starts in last night's semi-finals, in particular from the Americans, but Marlon Ray Shirley, 11.31, now the World and Paralympic record after his performance last night. Neil Fuller in the middle in lane five. Shirley, the world record holder and the least credentialed of the three Americans. Frazier, 27 years of age, looking to become the first man to break 11 seconds. That's what he was saying, heading towards Sydney. And Volpen Test at 28, the former world record holder and the defending champion in the 100 and 200 from both Barcelona and Atlanta. Let's hope they get away cleanly. There were some real nerves last night in all three semi-finals. Remarkably, Shirley broke and yet still recovered to break the world record. And away they go. Volpen Test got away pretty well, but so too did Shirley. Frazier on the inside, but it looks like it'll be Shirley for the United States. Streaming down to the line. Frazier will get second. A chance for Fuller to get the bronze. Through goes 11.10. For Shirley, the gold medal, silver to Brian Frazier, and the bronze medal to Australia's Neil Fuller, but a new world record. He's blitzed it, 11.10. Marlon Shirley collapses to the track, 11.10 seconds. The gold medal, and he's broken his world record from last night by an incredible 0.21 of a second. In fact, it may even be corrected down, and has 11.09. 11.09 for Marlon Ray Shirley of the United States, a world record. The silver to Brian Frazier, 11.46. And the bronze to Australia's Neil Fuller in 11.65, a season best for him. Volpen Test of the United States, the defending champion, fourth in a time of 11.81. But Marlon Shirley, 11.09 seconds. His teammate Brian Frazier, the silver. It was Frazier that said coming into this meet he wanted to be the first man to break 11 seconds. Well, he's got some competition. Shirley was out well, and he just streamed away to the line. Frazier in second, and then Fuller was able to get past Volpen Test to claim the bronze for Australia.